you know, how difficult it is today, you know, 12 teams getting ready for the playoffs and you're saying goodbye.
Yeah, it's never a fun day to know the season's over and not in the playoffs and don't have a chance for to win a championship. So disappointing. You know, it's just this part of football, and you have your good years, your bad years, and you try to learn from it. And you know, I thought the team fought hard, and you know, went through a tough stretch there, but you know, came out of it, won some games. We're playing better football at the end, and been you know, nice to get a win last night. But you know, it's just so you know, we didn't quite pull it off.
What makes you think that this team is heading in the right direction?
Well, I mean, I think I think we won some games. I thought offensively, you know, we made great strides from you know the beginning of the year where you know it was a lot of things were different and you know for timing with you know me and the receivers was off and it was you know we struggled and. And you know, towards you know, yesterday and the last weeks, we were doing some really good things, getting a lot of you know, making big plays, moving the ball, and so I think we've you know, next year having you know, being in the same offense, if we can come back and start where we are right now, and then you know, continue to make progress, I think we're just kind of scratching the surface on where we can get to.
How close do you think you are now with the offense? I mean, how much more work you really can do? Or is this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always more work. There's always, you know, things you can improve on and just getting on the same page, you know, with the receivers and being perfect in our route running and our, you know, precision. I think, you know, we still, you know, there's still, you know, more to get better and get better at that. And that just comes with more practice and more reps of doing the same things over and over again. And so, you know, I feel I had a, you know, had a good feel for the offense at the end of the year and had good ideas and adjustments and getting into good plays and get out of bad plays. So I felt confident, but I still think there is another level to get to more plays, more concepts, and, you know, definitely room for improvement.
When you look at your season, how would you say you play?
Well, I think I, you know, I played better than last year. I felt good in the offense. I felt you know, we had opportunities to win a lot of games, but we still we got to win those games. We got to win some of those close games. I just you know, there were some moments where I needed to play at a higher level that I didn't, and you know, in those crucial moments, and that's where, you know, I got to play better. The team, the offense has got to play better in those moments to win those games.
Physically, what's the biggest room for improvement from the offense? I mean, obviously, there's got to be mental adjustments and improvements, but what about physically? What do you need to do to really get to that next level?
Well, I think you know, we got to run the ball a little bit better. You know, as an offense, I think that's you know, when we run the ball well, that's when our offense really starts to click in those games where we. You know, we were getting over 100 yards, and we're, you know, like the Rams games, like the Titans game. We run the ball well. It makes everything click. You know, the passing game. I think you know, there's still a few concepts we got to get better. Just a little bit more precise. The timing between myself and the receivers got to get better on a few things. And so, you know, that's just. You know, just more time to practice those things. You kind of, you know, some weeks you have different routes and they're running, you know, it's a, you know, different depths. I think sometimes we kind of combine the two. So it's not quite the timing. It's not quite, you know, I'm not throwing quite the confidence that, hey, I know exactly what this guy's going to do, where he's going to be at the exact moment. And so it's just, you know, those split second difference or those, you know, an extra step or an extra yard makes a difference in a completion. And it's just, I think, you know, having you know, that knowledge, you know, going into the spring and what it's supposed to be and working on those things, you know, where, you know, last year was hard for me to work on the receivers because I wasn't quite sure either. I didn't know. But this year, kind of having that, you know, that knowledge to be able to work on some things will be beneficial.
What did you work on in the offseason, things that you kind of had started that you want to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just some of those, you know, those kind of those timing routes that, you know, work on my footwork and doing it perfectly where it's, we know the timing of it where, you throw hundreds of them where you're not even thinking about it. Just it's coming out and, you know, it's coming out the right time. The receiver's expecting it and they understand the timing of things. I understand the timing of it. And so I think we'll work on those things as, you know, those are kind of your base routes that you're going to run the most, and those got to be, you know, automatic.
How much of a need is there for Victor and Odell to work together? Is that something that can be managed, whenever Victor's ready, training camp or whatever?
Well, I think, having Victor, getting Victor back healthy, he was... got injured early in the year, and so just get him back and work on the timing, work on some of the routes, to get him back familiar with everything. So we're on the same page, and so I think having all the receivers back, it's not just two guys. It's Ruben, Preston, whoever's going to be here, having everybody back and working on our base stuff will be very important.
You've spoken in support of Coach Coughlin all season long. I mean, nothing's official, but it sounds like he's been told that if the Giants want him back. You know, how pleased are you to hear that?
Yeah, I think that's very, very pleased. And he's been my only coach, and we've had great success, and we've had some tough years, but we'll bounce back. I think we're on the right steps to making that progress and making that leap to being an average team to being a playoff team.
When you look at Tom, what's the biggest thing you think his biggest attribute for this team is? I mean, you've been around him a long time. What's his big strength here?
Well, he's I think he loves what he's doing. He loves the preparation part of it. He gets us prepared to play each game, and there's no doubt about it. We are very well prepared for what to expect and what's coming. We have great opportunities to make the plays and to execute, and we just got to do it. We got to execute better. And when you have mistakes, or you have holdings or block punts, or those type of mistakes, that's on the players. That's the players' fault. It's not because the execution is there. There's touchdowns and big plays either happening against us or being taken away from us because we didn't. Mentally or physically do our job, and so that that means the preparation's there, the plays are there, the opportunities are there, and we got to do our job better.
Eli, a lot of people talk about the potential for this team in the future, and seemingly the first words out of their mouth today were Odell. I mean, is this a kid who can carry this team?
Well, he's going to be a part. He's going to be a big part of the offense, and he's got a lot of big play. Potential, and he had a great season, and to get him, it's not just that we got him, for 12 games, but that first week, his first game was kind of the first week he practiced, and including the spring and the summer, so he just, the growth he made this season is pretty remarkable, and the impact he made. On this offense, and how quickly he did it was a great tribute to him and his work ethic and what he did to get prepared. But it'd be nice to have him for a full year and have him in the mix and knowing that he can make some big plays for us.
The other day over here, Odell said the sky's the limit. You've been around a lot longer. I'm talking about the offense, the sky's the limit. You've been around a lot longer. You feel the same way?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about the offense. I feel like we have. We had a lot of potential. And yesterday, over 500 yards of offense. Again, just like the week before. And so I think we're hitting our peak at the end of the year, which is what you want to do. You want to be playing your best football at the end of the year, especially with the new offense and new players. We had a great comfort level, a great confidence going into games. You always got to. Execute a little bit better than we did yesterday. Had some penalties and mistakes that hurt us, but I think the understanding of the offense and the possibilities for how well we can execute are definitely there.
How much offensive line as well, and how much have they grown? all the adversity that they had.
Yeah, you know, they offensive line, you know, yesterday threw the ball where we threw it 52 times, no sacks. I thought they protected very well against the team that had second most sacks in the NFL, and you know, so I thought they competed, and you know, the fact that, you know, same starting five the last game of the season, we had the first game, you know, they grew up a bunch in that first game. It was shaky, and it was, you know, guys were figuring out things still, and you get new looks, and everybody kind of didn't know how to react yesterday. You know, every look they showed at us, we had a plan, we were prepared, we knew what our problems were, we knew who was free, and you know, I thought they you know, really came together as a group and started playing at a high level, which, you know, usually leads to the offense playing at a higher level when that offensive line can play well and do their job.